I apologize for the inadvertent omission, but I'll fill it in now. I am recording now from home because this somehow was omitted from the show. A pretty important quote from Karl Popper, which reads, quote, "The very idea of selecting or educating future leaders is self-contradictory. You may solve the problem perhaps to some degree in the field of bodily excellence. Physical initiative and bodily courage are perhaps not so hard to ascertain, but the secret of intellectual excellence is the spirit of criticism. It is intellectual independence. And this leads to difficulties which must prove insurmountable for any kind of authoritarianism. That is really, really important, particularly for those trained to be the replacements of the current global state statesmen. They are being lied to, told that they have been identified because they are the best of the best of the best." And this is me interjecting. Nothing could be further from the truth. Continuing with Karl Popper, the authoritarian will in general select those who obey. And my interjection again, recall what we learned from Socrates. And all thanks due to Xenophon for recording this for us 2,400 years later. But Socrates pointed out that what is of preeminent importance to power above all else is loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. And so, continuing with Karl Popper, the authoritarian will in general select those who obey, who believe, who respond to his influence. But in doing so, he is bound to select mediocrities, for he excludes those who revolt, who doubt, who dare to resist his influence. Of course, the authorities will always remain convinced of their ability to detect initiative, but what they mean by this is only a quick grasp of their intentions, and they will remain forever incapable of seeing the difference. In my interjection again, Erich Fromm made precisely this point about the deterioration of our capacity to reason, that we are becoming adept at using our intelligence, because that's what power selects. Those who are, as Popper says, quick to grasp power's intentions and seek to try to provide immediately, no hesitation. Power loves that. Continuing with Karl, we are led here, I believe, to a result of some importance and to one which can be generalized. Institutions for the selection of the outstanding can hardly be devised. Impossible. Intellectual selection may work quite well for such purposes as Plato had in mind, namely, for arresting change, totalitarianism. But it will never work if we demand more than that, for it will always tend to eliminate initiative and originality, and more generally, qualities which are unusual and unexpected. Exactly. This is not a criticism of political institutionalism. Well, we'll see. It only reaffirms what has been said before, that we should always prepare for the worst leaders, although we should try, of course, to get the best. It has been said, only too truly, that Plato was the inventor of both our secondary schools and our universities. I do not know a better argument for an optimistic view of mankind. No better proof of their indestructible love for truth and decency, of their originality and stubbornness and health, than the fact that this devastating system of education has not utterly ruined them. Unquote. Karl Popper, Open Society and Its Enemies. Critical book for helping us get free. Thank you, sir.